Now we are going to start with isomorphism and polymorphism. See, there is a similarity or there is a dissimilarity in crystal structure of different solids, and this is known as isomorphism and polymorphism. Let's first see what is isomorphism. See, two or more substances having the same crystal structure are said to be isomorphous. They have the same crystal structure. The name iso, you need to remember that the name iso is most of the times used to describe similarity. There is isomerism, there is isoplethmap, there are many a lot of things. Iso means similarity, and it has been used a lot of times in geography as well, in mappings and plottings, in climate weathers, in science and chemistry as well. So as said, two or more substances having the same crystal structure are said to be isomorphous. And in these substances, the chemical composition has the same atomic ratio. The atomic ratio also needs to be same. You may have an idea about atomic ratio. See, atomic ratio is the ratio of the elements in a specific molecule. Suppose we have got a molecule of calcium carbonate. So calcium carbonate is CaCO3. Here there is one atom of carbon, one atom of calcium, and three atoms of oxygen in a single calcium carbonate molecule. So the ratio of calcium is to carbon is to oxygen here would be 1:1:3, since there is one calcium, one carbon, and three oxygen. So this simple thing is known as the ratio, atomic ratio. In the case of these molecules, they have the same atomic ratios. So for example, if I give you three molecules to explain, that is, first I give NaF, then I give you MgO, and the third molecule is calcium carbonate. And if I am supposed to find out which are the isomorphous solids, then we can find it with the help of the atomic ratio. In case of NaF, there is single N, single F. In case of MgO, there is single Mg, single O. In the case of CaCO3, there is one Ca, one carbon, and three oxygen. So the ratio is same for NaF and MgO. These are the molecules which have the same atomic ratio, and hence we will consider them as isomorphous substances or isomorphous crystals. So I'm pretty sure you have understood this concept. Now we move to polymorphism. A single substance that exists in two or more forms or crystalline structures is said to be polymorphous. Polymorphs of a substance are formed under different conditions. Examples are, calcite and aragonite are two forms of calcium carbonate. Alpha quartz, beta quartz, and cristobalite are three of the several forms of silica. Polymorphism occurring in elements is called allotropy. Yes, polymorphism in case of elements is called as allotropy. There are examples as well. We will not leave you without examples. So the example sets, three polymorphic forms of carbon are diamond, graphite, and fullerene. This is the most easy and the most widely used example for polymorphism. Carbon is the most famous element on earth. Carbon's three allotropes are diamond, graphite, and fullerene. Fullerene is Buckminster fullerene. So these are the three famous allotropes of carbon. We have learnt about allotropes. So this concept of allotropy is polymorphism. We never talk that carbon has three polymorphs. We tell that these are the allotropes. So those are diamond, graphite, and fullerene. So the diamond, graphite, and fullerene completely define polymorphism. See, just try to apply this definition which I am reading up to carbon, graphite, and fullerene. So the definition says that a single substance that exists in two or more forms of crystalline structures, yes, in form of crystalline structures, is said to be polymorphous. So diamond, graphite, fullerene, they all exist in solid states, in crystalline structures, in different forms. So this is the best example to know about polymorphism. With this, we finish the easy concept of isomorphism and polymorphism. Hope it is easy for you to understand. make sure that you click on the heart button and save the podcast in your favorites so that you get updates about all upcoming series. And please make sure that to read the specific part of isomorphism and polymorphism so that the part will get fixed in your brain for longer time and you will remember it better. So stay tuned. Happy learning.